Live from the Colorado Media School campus in Lakewood, Colorado, the premier radio show on GoMileHigh.com, this is The Press Box.
Hey, Carlos here with, along with Roddy and Squirrel. This is The Press Box here on GoMileHigh.com. Welcome.
What's up?
What's up? Happy Thursday, everyone. Happy Thursday. We got some football going on tonight. We got other things to talk about, like the NBA draft last night.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And we have some sad news out of
Golden State.
Oh, man, dude.
Clay's out for the...
Well, let's go headlines.
All right, let's do the headlines.
Let's do the headlines.
There were some things going on in sports today that will make your brain fall out of your skull. Because I've got nothing here. You're giving me baseball and hockey, and I got my keister blowing in the wind.
It's sports.
All around the clock. Sports all the time.
That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
And thank you, Ron Burgundy, for that. Guys, we got a bunch of headlines to get to. Like you guys started off to say, wow, Big bad news for the Golden State Warriors. Just as the draft is about to happen, Mr. Klay Thompson has gone down with a season-ending injury.
Before he even
torn
started.
Torn Achilles tendon.
That is a terrible, devastating.
Terrible.
Actually, it's a torn, yeah.
Torn right Achilles tendon.
It's
a devastating
Absolutely
blow for
terrible.
The Golden State Warriors. I do not know.
What
if
do
they
you
can
guys?
Recover.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Go ahead.
I don't think they recover from this. It kind of knocked themselves out of finals competition because of that injury right there. I don't see how they make up even with the Ricky Wiseman that they just
James
picked
Wiseman,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just picked up and this being that the season's going to start and in the next. Less than 32 days. I don't see how the Golden State Warriors recover. I think their big thing they were going to get back was the Splash Brothers. Mm-hmm. They were going to get Steph and Klay back there, and it's going to open up that inside of that court. So I mean,
I feel bad for the guy because he didn't even play last year because he had a torn ACL.
Yeah.
So
torn ACL, now he torn Achilles.
That's just really, really bad. But I see that they're in a deal to get Kelly Oubre. Right now, Kelly Oubre Jr. Mm-hmm. From OKC. So I don't know what would you do with that. I don't think that makes up for the three-pointers that the Splash Brothers, one half of the Splash Brothers is going to be making up for that. So that was just a devastating. They out of championship contention just with that injury alone.
Wow.
That's what I say.
Yeah. In other news.
Raiders.
The Raiders. I have seven people on the COVID list.
All right.
Philly
has
put five on the COVID list.
Two of them are starters.
Which, man, is this not going downhill again? Roddy?
The season is in jeopardy. I'm not just talking about those two teams. I'm talking about the whole NFL season is in jeopardy. I think, like I said, I'm not predicting this. I don't put this on a hot take board or anything, but I think that the NFL is going to find a way to cut the season short because if the United States can't get the COVID situation under control, granted there is a vaccine due out real quick, and I don't know who's going to get it first, the athletes, but
of course they are.
They're going to get it first, but still, I just think that the season's in jeopardy if they can't get this COVID thing under control.
So you guys play Madden, do you?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're up to date on Madden, you got 2020 or 2019, everything updates all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the one catch that DeAndre Hopkins
made for 57 yards
gave him a 99 Madden rating this week.
Yeah, that's good. He should be 99.
Michael Thomas is like 97.
Well, Michael Thomas hasn't done
anything this year.
Right. But I take him at 99.
95 yards or whatever the heck
he's D-Hop got. Is the best
wide receiver
in the league now.
In the game.
And I'm putting DK Metcalf in that category, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what the Knicks did during the draft?
What did they do?
Straight purge, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They created $40 million in cap space. $40 million.
Why are they purging? What do you think they're going to get?
Well, it's who they got yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. It's a rookie. He's got to prove himself.
It's not like they got anything. What are you going to – I mean, what
– James. It's just like the Sixers getting rid of Hulbert yesterday.
Yeah, Al Horford.
Yeah.
This is
– Hey, the Sixers made some moves, dude.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I didn't say it. You said
– What did he say?
Hulbert.
I was thinking about Herbert.
Hulbert.
Because so. I got Herbert on my mind.
He's got Herbert Haber on his mind. He's always got Herbert on his mind.
Both teams are making room.
Nice
for,
haircut.
Both teams are making room for James Harden because Harden doesn't want to play for Houston.
Harden wants to go to Brooklyn. Is it not?
Brooklyn is going to be hard to get. Hard
I
to
don't think
that
they
deal.
Have the money for it.
He might. And Westbrook is on the other hand too. He might be going to the Knicks
so
as
what
well.
What would entice him to go to the Knicks?
The market.
Just in the New
market,
York market.
The New York right, market. Right, right. I mean, whoever goes to that market and they excel.
They
that,
thrive. Yeah.
That's extra
money.
$20 million in your pocket easy.
Yeah, because it's that.
Regardless,
it's New York.
That's actually $20 million easy. Mm-hmm. So I don't see – I mean, they can go after Harden. They can go after Westbrook. And if they become the man in New York, which is the highest mm-hmm. mecca of basketball, especially in Madison Square Garden, it's there. It's the part.
Well, as we're moving through headlines, did you see the Rockets guard Rivers? Austin Rivers opted out of his contract.
Yep.
Last night.
Because he knows that's a sinking ship.
Yeah. Well, because James Harden's leaving, Russell Westbrook doesn't want to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not seeming like Houston's going to be able to come out of this pretty at all.
Where does he go? Where does he go?
That's a good question.
Maybe Denver.
I said he might go back and play with his father.
I think the Nuggets got themselves a good pick last night. They had Najee in the first,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then they got the pick from.
Oh, you're saying Rivers is going to go to Philly?
Austin Rivers going to Philly. Wow, how many people Philly going to get?
Well, his dad is
his dad's
coach.
There. He just got his son-in-law.
I watched him play in high school.
He got self. He got his mm-hmm. Son-in-law. So he already picked up a son-in-law. I think he's going to make it a family affair.
City of brotherly
City
love.
City of brotherly love.
Did you guys see close. Michael Jordan got LaMelo last night?
We kind of knew that.
I mean
everybody
said,
everybody had LaMelo at what, one, two?
He went at three.
No, I'm saying everybody's thinking he's going one, two.
I thought he was going to go
Did you guys have Edwards going first? Anybody?
Marty did.
I know Marty did.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, nothing?
Mm-hmm. No, I had him. I had Anthony going first. Anthony Edwards.
Anthony first. Edwards going first?
Yeah. Okay. I had him going first.
That's
exactly what they needed. I don't know. It's just like...
LeBron says he is trying to find balance after the short layoff since they're going to be starting here in a few weeks.
Okay.
What do you mean balance?
Okay.
LeBron says he's trying to find balance. That's what I want to bring up to you guys. What balance?
What balance?
What do you mean? Does that really mean?
You're getting
mean?
Paid like $100 million a year. You know, you're going to be in shape every day 365 24/7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what's the balance?
Again, play a devil's advocate.
Maybe he wants to do every other Taco Tuesday?
He's barely getting any Taco Tuesdays.
No, I know, but you know he went to Pat now, right?
It was a short layoff off season, so
another,
he's trying to find it.
Another quick headline for you guys. Do you guys hear about what Coach K wants? One city tournament planned for March Madness. One city.
Yeah,
you
I
guys
heard
think that'd work?
It's in Indianapolis.
You guys think
it's a bubble.
Work?
I think they already accepted it.
Yeah.
For the
I think they're playing what? Either all in Lucas Oil Stadium. They could convert that. And then they can play in Indiana, the Pacers Stadium, wherever the Pacers play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think.
Well, they could probably do it in Lucas Field, too.
Yeah, Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil. Yeah. Farrell.
That's a big thing to convert to a basketball stadium.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you're not going to have any fans there. You just cut the field up in four parts, and there you go. You got four tournaments.
Isn't that the same place that poor kid, he did a three-pointer and landed on his leg and shattered it? Wasn't it at Lucas Oil?
I don't know.
I think so.
Lucas Oil Stadium is where they do the combine.
This was during March Madness. So.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy that everywhere we go.
Yeah. We have Josh Dover in the
Josh Dover back there, guys. We're gonna he wants teaching everybody how we do it. The main man here, 92.5 Altitude Sports Radio, Masters of the Midday.
Us.
There it is. We're gonna take a quick break, guys. Nuggets basketball coming up after this. Guys, they made some moves last night. We're gonna talk about them, see how it looks in the future, see what's going on this week. This is the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Beyond Air Network.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
This is Ducello and Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers, because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at ColoradoMediaSchool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. I'm your main man today, Squirrel. Carlos and Roddy is here with me. Guys, talk about some Nuggets basketball. Josh, you can pipe in here if you want. I know you're a big basketball guy. The draft last night, the Denver Nuggets ended up taking Zadik Naji. I don't know too much. Or Zeke. Zeke Naji. He was from Arizona, 7-footer, 240 pounds. He was a freshman. Like, a lot of freshmen came out of this draft.
Oh, 6'11".
Yeah. Picked 22nd overall. It says 7-foot here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not arguing.
College stats, if you want to... You know, see how good he was. Look at this. For one season, his field goal percentage is at 57. He's 5 for 17 on three-pointers. 27 assists, 276 rebounds in one season. 23 steals, 28 blocks, 515 points in 981 minutes.
And he's sporting the 1990s hairdo.
I think he's he has you know, like when they were, you know, patching into, you could see the videos and stuff. He was wearing one like the South African, like the,
yeah,
those, I don't, what do, hey, you call those?
You know, this,
what, do you call those? Like the, I don't want to be rude. I call them dresses.
Dashikis.
Dashiki.
Dashiki.
That's okay. Okay. All right.
But it's kind of interesting that you brought that up, because did you know this last NBA draft, there was the most Nigerians picked in the first round.
Yeah, I noticed something about that. Yeah, there was a bunch of them were just like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's the most Nigerians. Huh. I think it was about a number 12. No, it was 12. It was number. First round was like all like basketball players from Nigeria, or had a relative or a mom or a dad from Nigeria.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah,
that's pretty cool. Before we get, you know, into the other thing, what do you guys think about Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, and LaMelo Ball going 1-2-3? Who got the better of those three? Did Minnesota really, you know, because they picked Karl Anthony Towns, 2 years ago, first pick. Mm-hmm. Karl Georges something, Alexander, and then now they get another one.
I think the Hornets did.
No, actually, I thought, you know, I would go with Hornets, I think, but I think LaMelo Ball is nothing but box office. Mm-hmm. He's a showtime player. He's going to fill the seats up with the fans, because his gameplay is just. But I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors with Wiseman, because they needed a big man. I mean, I know the whole, you know, Klay Thompson being injured put a damper on that. But Klay Thompson was in effect right then and there. That guy, James Wiseman, knowing what they did with Andrew Bogut, JaVale McGee, all the other centers that I can't name, Boogie Cousins, you know, it's just, you know, all of them are just, you know, barely. And then he was going to show out this year. They're going to have to figure out what they're going to do. I think they're going to make the Golden State Warriors going to make the playoffs. But like I said, the last segment, the championship aspirations are done.
So Zeke Nagy was the first one taken, and do I remember, was it R.J. Hampton that went over in a trade to the Nuggets? Okay, yeah. So the Nuggets traded into the number 24 spot to select R.J. Hampton. So they got two draft picks here. What do you guys think about R.J. Hampton, if you guys know anything about it? 6'5", 188, plays tremendous basketball from what I've seen. I have seen a bunch of highlights of this guy.
Is he ready to take that?
I think they missed one in Emmanuel Quickly right after that from Kentucky. I think I was definitely a better pick than the one that they got.
I don't know. Is he ready to take over for Monte Morris? That's my question. He's not taking over Jamal Murray's spot. That's a given. I don't see him taking over Jamal Murray going to the shooting guard and he come in and take over Gary Harris. I don't see that as well. So who do you have? I think this is a project. R.J. Hampton is a project that they can go ahead and put in, like a Michael Porter Jr. Like, he was a project. Mm-hmm. You go out to give him, sit him down for a year, sure, let him go ahead and learn the Nugget way, and then see after the season where you're going to put him.
Yeah, no, I think R.J. Hampton is going to be a good. He's good. He's a good defender in the backcourt. He's got quick feet. He's fully engaged all the time. He's got positional length. You know, he can really go after the basketball. He's good on the perimeter. He's great defensively on the perimeter as well. Mm-hmm. So that alone, I think, is going to be great for Denver.
I'm more excited about the Zeke Nagy pick. I mean,
yeah, of course.
I mean, definitely we needed something other than, you know, Mason Plumlee.
Yeah,
I think he's probably on the way out. I hate to see him go, but he's on the way out. But he's making $14 million.
Yeah,
Mason Plumlee.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not saying that he's not worth it. I'm just not going to say it.
I think the Knicks actually got the best power forward in the draft.
Oh yeah,
Obi Toppin, from Dayton. He's a high flying flyer. Yeah, that
was
guy.
A steal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That guy is great. And, dude, watch out for this Danny Avdija guy from Israel, too. That guy is crazy good. Mm. I do like Isaac Okoro. Cleveland got him. Patrick Williams went to the Bulls. Obviously, LaMelo went to Charlotte to play with Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he's not playing with Michael Jordan. He's playing for Michael Jordan.
Of course,
he's playing with Michael Jordan. He's playing for Michael Jordan.
Sorry. And I think we've talked. I think the Warriors got the best player in the draft.
I think they got the best player in the draft.
And he went to a team that, if they get healthy, is still loaded.
Oh, he's still loaded.
I mean, I know they just lost Klay Thompson to a horrendous Achilles tear, but I still think that they have got the best pick in the draft. One of my favorite picks in the draft went to the Orlando Magic. Cole Anthony, I was telling you guys about from North Carolina last night.
Mm-hmm.
He went he went a little earlier than I was telling you. I said somebody's going to grab him earlier than 22, where he was normally supposed to be, and they took him at 15.
They kind of snagged him earlier because I think Nuggets were looking at him earlier.
Who did Marty's guy? Where did he go?
Marty's guy.
That was the guy you just talked about.
Which one?
Cole Anthony.
Yeah, Cole Anthony. Yeah. Watch out for this Sadiq Bey, too. I like this guy. He went to Brooklyn from Villanova. Great power forward.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaican, you said?
Nigerian.
Nigerian. Precious Achiuwa went to the Heat. I watched that last night. He was dressed in his nice Dashiki.
God, you're like a nervous white guy naming out African stuff now.
I don't want to say it right.
You don't need my approval. Say dashiki. Just say it.
Told me what it was, so I wanted to make sure that was right.
It's a dashiki. Just say it.
I really like this guy, Aduko Azubuki.
Oh, my God. Just stop saying the names.
No, I got it. Udoko. How would you say it? Let's hear it, Roddy.
I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it.
Atlanta Hawks first round pick was a center named
Onyeka Okugwu. That looks pretty good. That looks pretty good to me.
Oh my God.
We're just butchering. All right, let's see you
Halliburton.
I want to see you say pick number 17.
Okay.
For the Mavericks, for the Timberwolves.
Pokusevsky. Pokusevsky.
What's the first name? Alexei?
Anthony.
Anthony Poku. We're just going Pokusevsky. That's nice, dude.
Wow.
That's great. Crazy. All right, so before we get out of here, what does this do for the Nuggets completely going into the season?
Well, we were talking about last night. They needed a power forward like that.
Did they get better? Or have they stayed kind of level?
They stagnant. I think you don't do anything like just overboard. I mean, we still got to see these kids play. They only gonna have like 2 weeks of training camp and everything, so we got to see how they play. I don't think they're gonna go all out. I think the Nuggets stay stagnant, but they still a contender for the championship. I think they desperately need veteran leadership on the floor. That's the only thing I would say. But other than that, they're good.
Okay. No, I think they did well. We talked about it. Joker, he's always outside the paint, so they need someone big and
not
strong.
The greatest shooter.
Yeah, and they need someone big like him to be in the paint.
Are we in agreement on the table here that Joker's probably the best center in?
Oh yeah. That's not even a mm-hmm. question.
Like, I mean, Anthony he's the Davis best. Is not a center.
He's a power forward.
So who's the center in LA?
Oh, JaVale McGee or Dwight?
JaVale McGee or Dwight Howard.
So, it's Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic. Well, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Broncos football on the other side of the break. Man, what a tough game this week against Miami. We're going to tell you all guys about it. This is the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. Carlos, Roddy, and Squirrel.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers, because there's the Elway draft, and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh. Wow, did I just do that again?
Wow, you made
this is the press box on GoMileHigh.com.
Part and of you the bust my balls.
Listen, dude, I do a lot of shows. Okay, get off me, guys. We're gonna walk right into the Broncos season, which is atrocious at the moment, and I think it's about to get even worse this weekend, playing a very red hot Tua Tagovailoa and Miami's defense. So,
you know what? Let's finish this conversation from yesterday. Let's finish this conversation from yesterday. I want to go ahead and tell this whole
thing. Tua is definitely in third place in Rookie of the Year MVP.
No, butter it up. Don't butter it up, Buttercup.
I accidentally said MVP yesterday. Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year. He's in third place in Rookie of the Year.
I'm still going to butter you up, because you said Kayla he's in the lead again. In the rookie.
He's not in the lead. I said he's in the third place. I didn't say he was better than the other two.
Oh, you know we got this
on tape. I said at the end of the season.
Everybody in here can look this up on GoMileHigh.com, the press box.
That's fine. You can take them all. I said at the end of the season, I think if Tua keeps this going, he will be Rookie of the Year.
I'm saying no.
The dude's 4-0. He's got
that doesn't matter for Rookie of the Year.
What?
Doesn't
what do you
matter.
Mean?
I'm still sticking
what
with my pick.
What do you mean?
I'm sticking with my pick too.
Dude, if Tua wins this
Rookie
week,
of the Year,
if Tua wins this week, he's got more wins.
So?
Excuse me, he's got the same amount of wins as both
so?
Of the other two rookie quarterbacks going against
so?
Him.
So? And I'm saying just because he, I mean, don't get me wrong, wins matter. it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt his resume for Rookie of the Year. It doesn't hurt at all. However, is they don't expect, you know, putting Tua in is going to change a market, you know, your team just like that. A rookie is not going to change your team just like that.
Of course, of course.
That's why I see more growth out of Burrow. I see more growth out of Herbert. I see those two with, you know, doing.
Would you say
Tua
is on a better football team?
Yes.
Than the other two?
I would definitely say that counts against them. That counts against them because you got better players to throw to. You got a better defense and everything else.
Now, I wouldn't say he's got better wide receivers to throw to than Burrow does. You got T. Higgins out there, Tyler Boyd.
A.J. Green has been non-existent. Yeah, well, John Ross hasn't even played this
year. You remember,
but you still have the guys there.
But remember draft day, that draft weekend, that Miami was rated number one with all their draft picks.
I think they mm-hmm. he has a system built mm-hmm. for him right now, so he's supposed to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Now let's not take this off the table. That defense is playing amazing.
It's playing amazing. Wait,
it's a young defense. That's,
I mean, they scored 20 points the last 3 weeks in a row.
That's my defense for Herbert. Mm-hmm. Because
that defense is atrocious.
This is atrocious mm-hmm. against, you know, and he has to put up. He's putting up 30 points, so why, you know, disqualify him for that? Why, you know, penalize him for that? I'm doing my job. This is my first year. I'm doing my job. I can't understand why the defense can't do my job. I got to continue to go up there and put up more points.
Right.
Week after week after week.
But remember, Joe Burrow, when he was drafted, he knew he was going to be a starting quarterback.
Right.
Justin Herbert did not know until week two.
And
I give you that.
And I think,
and that's why he's going to get
it. I think that's going to be your main argument with why Joe Burrow and or Justin Herbert will beat out Tua is because they played all season.
Yes.
They had to deal with all season, all 16 games. Tua is mm-hmm. only going to get he's got three. He may get six more.
Yeah.
He may get 10 if he continues what he's doing. But could you see
Tua
having a three-pick game and in comes old Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. No, I don't think that.
You don't think they sit him as a rookie if he throws three
again,
picks?
Again, I was on the record for saying that the coach
Brian Flores.
Thank you.
I thought it was stupid.
I
was on record, yeah.
I was on the record saying that he had a winning hand and he still went with Tua to go ahead and finish the season off. So I said he saw something that we didn't see, we couldn't see, and none of the other teams saw. So for him to bench Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he could have rolled that train all the way to the station and he would still have a job. He went on ahead, he gambled anyway on Tua and said, this is my quarterback for the future. We're going to play him now. And I think that's showing up. So I'm not dissing Tua. I'm not saying he's rookie of the year, but he will control this football team.
Well, and Squirrel actually said it, that Tua probably wasn't going to do as well because of his hip. And that surprised you.
It very, very much surprised me. It doesn't look like his hip is even bothering him at all. Mm-hmm. But he's making turnaround throws that his hip, you know, you need your hip to work very well to do some of this stuff.
So what do you think the outcome of the game is going
to
be?
We're going to get to that just one second. I want to go through a few stats. So I want to go through two of these wide receivers, two of the top wide receivers on both teams, and I want you guys to really break down who's a better wide receiver. Okay. Now, at the moment, Jerry Jeudy is the leading wide receiver for the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
And Devontae Parker is a leading receiver for Miami. Now, set aside how many years they've been in the NFL. 38 catches, 462 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Park. 34 catches, 552 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Jeudy. Who's having a better season, and who is a better wide receiver?
Jeudy.
Mm. Total on the both.
But total on the both. Yeah, he's grown. He's getting better and better every week.
It's an unfair question, but I'm going to go ahead.
How's it unfair?
It's because
who's a better wide receiver, Roddy?
I'm going to say Parker. And you said,
is it because of his existence in the NFL too?
Yeah, longer? I think that because of his existence in the NFL. That's why I think that
he's technically a veteran after 3
he's
years.
Technically a veteran. Yeah, he's technically mm-hmm. a veteran.
Oh, I understand
he's
that.
A better player. He knows when to break his
so
route.
If you give Jeudy 3 years, does he turn into a better wide receiver than Devontae Parker?
Time will tell. We don't know. We don't know who's the quarterback going to be in 3 years.
I don't think Devontae Parker's rookie year numbers were even close to this, though.
Oh, no, I get that, but I think, I mean, but he's producing now.
Okay.
He's producing now. He's producing with Tua. He's producing better. I mean, he's on a hot team, so he's going to take it more serious. You think Judy's taking it serious right now? You know you're not going to go to the – and I'm not saying that he yeah. – he's. I'm no, not he's I'm not questioning his work ethic
I
at
mean,
all.
I think he's taking it serious.
But I'm thinking like, okay, I'm not going to really, you know –
Let me chime in on some.
Yeah.
Rippon likes Judy.
Is Rippon playing?
Yes.
So Drew Lock is not starting.
Well, I really think that Rippon's going to play.
Because I'm looking, he's questionable at the moment.
I know, but when Rippon did play, you know, he threw the ball like every other pass was to Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, but so again, if Rippon comes in,
Tim Patrick is what injured.
Right.
Yeah, Patrick. Well, he's questionable. We forget
about.
No
Fant.
Yeah, no Sutton.
Well,
at all.
Sutton's been out. He's questionable.
He's questionable. He's playing.
So.
Oh, is it Albert O's out, right?
What?
Albert O's the one that's out.
Right.
Yeah. So.
All right. So.
How you say his name?
Albert Obuwekunam. Hey, I got that, dude. I got that. Where's Josh at? Where's Josh? Albert Obuwekunam.
Obuwekunam.
It's Obu.
Okwebunam.
Okwebunam.
Okwebunam. Okwebunam.
See, Josh got his Swahili on point.
No. Ryan Harris keeps making sure he gets that word right. Did you get your blizzard this week, Josh? No.
Harris didn't get it, you won?
Dude, apparently he didn't win his bet.
Josh Dover from
92.5 Altitude, Masters of the Midday.
Us.
So before we got a few minutes, guys.
We still got some time.
Yeah, we're still gonna pick the game.
Yeah, we didn't pick it last show. We're gonna pick it right now. Broncos football. We're gonna start with. Let's go see Roddy.
Okay.
See Roddy.
Yeah, you know I did that. That's pretty cool.
See Roddy.
Wow. But see Rod and Roddy. Like,
yeah.
It's cool.
Could I not put those together and be one person?
See Roddy.
You're from Florida, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Daytona Beach, baby.
You know what? I'm going to give this one to Chad.
Chad?
What's the score?
Who's on the mic back there?
Yeah, Chad. Chad is on the score.
I'm putting Chad on the board here.
Which angle?
What's up,
buddy?
Who's going to win Sunday?
What's the score of the game?
Denver or Miami?
I don't want
I'm
who's going to win
biased.
All the score.
I'm a little biased. I'm a huge non-Bronco fan.
That's perfect.
So I'm going to throw 34-17
Miami. 34-17
Miami. Big blowout domination. Tua's going to have the best game.
Hey, that's a blowout,
career.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a blowout. 14. We discussed this on Inside the Huddle. 14 points is a blowout.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Okay.
You're a Steelers fan?
Go ahead and say something now.
Hey.
Hey, you the one time I like talking
about. Hey, are you for real a Steelers fan?
Oh, diehard.
Okay, I have something for you after the show, Bob.
Let's go.
Okay, so he has
no,
30,
he has a gift for you.
He has 34-17 Denver, right?
No, Miami.
Okay, so let's go Mr. C-Rod again. What
okay.
No,
it's going to be... 21-17 Miami.
21-17.
It's gonna be the
Miami.
Under.
Give me a little nugget. Give me something. Give me something about the game. Give me a little something else. Why? Why is it 21-17? That seems a little low.
That is.
It's definitely not gonna hit the over. Which?
No, the defense. Broncos defense is stepping up a little bit better. They're getting better, every
what?
Week. Yeah.
Do we have that on record that he just said that?
We already put a duff on the board.
Oh, that's right. I'm still high from the last show.
Good Lord. Roddy.
I think
he's got 21-17. Chad's got 34-17. Go ahead.
I do see that Denver does play better at home
than
any other team. I mean, they're only 1-4, but they do actually attempt to play at home when they are at home. They actually try to give the fans their money's worth. So I'm going to say it's going to be a little bit closer than that. I'm still going to give it to Miami. I think Miami's going to pull it off. But I'm going to say it's going to be 38-35.
Wow.
38-35 Miami.
Who's scoring on the Broncos?
I was about to say, who's putting up 6 touchdowns?
Drew Lock.
All right, I'm going to give you my little guys. Here he goes. 37-10 Miami. We got Miami across the board, ladies and gentlemen. The Broncos will not score over 10 points in this game. I don't think they're going to be really doing anything. That's... what we got here, 21-17 C-Rod, 38-35 Roddy, 37-10 Squirrel, and we have our guest, 34-17 from Chad in the back. Guys, Thursday Night Football coming up after the break. This is Go Mile High.
What you talking about, Willis?
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice.
Enrollment starts today.
So find your voice at beonair.com.
It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
This is Ducello at Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com in front of the Beyond Network. Squirrel, Ratty, and Carlos here with you guys.
What was that in there?
What was what?
Kayla, what was that sign?
What was the sign? She was throwing up, you know, gang signs in there.
30 seconds.
30 seconds? That was like a letter C.
I know, but that is the sign for 30 seconds.
Okay.
All for right. film, that's I the guess, sign language for 30 seconds.
That's the sign, boo.
Oh, that's the 30 second sign for sign language? I'm glad we're all deaf out here. Gracious.
Hey.
You know, we got papers that say 30 seconds. What's going on back there? Who's trading these people?
I'm
going
to put out my date, be like, yo. See, right here, that's 30 seconds. You got to go.
Good job, Caleb.
Hey, it's good a new way of doing things. It's a new era. It's 2020, guys. It's a new era. Thursday Night Football, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, we got ourselves a dandy. Arizona is taking on Seattle, where the line is atrocious.
Come on,
minus 3 Seattle, over and under 57. And go ahead, take it over.
No, right? I'm saying I'm going to hurry up and get this over with because I want to see the game. I'm ready for this game.
Well, the game doesn't start till 6:20. I'm just letting you know.
I got traffic to beat. I got wings to order.
How far do you
got to
go for this?
I got traffic to beat. I got wings to order. I got all this stuff to do.
Where are you ordering the wings from?
Dispensary.
Dispensary.
You got hot wings at the dispensary today.
No, B-Dub, you know.
B-Dubs.
No, B-Dub, they got some new flavors out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper. They got lemon pepper wet.
It's called lemon pepper THC.
They got lemon pepper wet. Yeah. Oh, wet lemon pepper? Oh snap!
So I know
I got the munchies after that guy came through.
As I know that Josh covers sports all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle has changed the name of their field to Lumen Field. It was CenturyLink Field. Now is Lumen. I don't know if he's on top of that. Oh, I beat Josh Dover to something. My life's work is done.
Josh. Oh, Lumen is CenturyLink.
Lumen is CenturyLink filled. Yeah, yeah. Lumen, I guess, has become
Josh.
CenturyLink.
So it's not a new name.
Blowing out my eardrums.
It's definitely a new name. That is absolutely
I'm
a new name.
I am,
it went from CenturyLink to Lumen. That is a new name.
Yeah, it's a new name, but it's the same company.
Listen, I don't care if it's the same company. It's a brand new name, new field. Everything's new. It's
just
all
like,
good to go.
Just like the early 2000s where all the dot-coms, you know, they changed names. You know, like Ericsson Field and in North Carolina became someone else, but it was just the same company. It was just a different name.
Oh. You know, that's great, dude. I love learning new things every day.
Yeah.
I love being old. On to Thursday Night Football tonight, guys. 6:20 on Fox. I'm sure the golden voice of Mr. Joe Buck will be there. He works for Fox, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. So.
He works for whoever pays the bill.
Yeah, Troy.
Russell Wilson sitting at 233 for 334, 2,789 yards, and 28 tutties. We talked about it, 10 picks ranking. Mm-hmm.
He's tied with Drew Lock.
At fourth. At fourth on the most picks thrown this year. Kenyon Drake, 135, 6'12", and 4 tutties. And Golden Hands himself at 67 catches, 861 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Which I made a bet with you. Saying tonight he gets 125 and 2 touchdowns.
Yes,
he
did.
Can I put another?
Well, you said 125 and 2 touchdowns. I didn't get the touchdown part.
Okay, so 125 and 1 touchdown is what it was.
I'm
glad it's not on the board, so it's 125.
I was just at 125.
I'm going 125 and 1. And
okay, well,
because I'm going to put a third parlay on it. He gets 8 catches.
Okay, that's easy to get.
8 catches, 125, and a touchdown.
So
I need to hit all 3.
You need to hit all 3?
I'll give you 10 push-ups for each one I don't hit.
I agree with that. And I'll do 10 push-ups.
Over here talking, I don't bet, huh?
Yeah.
I'm making bets. I'm making big boy bets.
Okay. But
3-way parlay.
Okay, so say if you get 2 out of...
2 out of 3, I do 10.
Push-ups. Okay, so okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't want to
do
be like
for everyone I miss.
I don't want to be like, you owe me 10 push-ups. I got 2 out of 3.
Nope.
So
it's on the board, right? I got. Okay, 9 or it's 8 catches, 125
catches.
And a touchdown.
You guys gonna Johnny Bravo it up, man. You guys are gonna be big buff.
Hey, baby. I wish I had that hair though. You know, like he does that that little hey baby.
That's my nickname.
Come on.
When I used to
there goes Josh. You put the gel, baby. Just go up with it.
When I used to have hair, my daughter used to call me Johnny Bravo.
You know, and I want to ask, how long ago was that?
It was about 20 years ago.
Holy Christ.
I'm kidding.
So my future's not looking good, huh?
That's weird.
It was only 15.
Joe ain't got no hair back there. How old are you, Joe?
Bastard.
44? Wow.
Oh, wow. That's just crazy.
Did you have hair or did you cut your hair? Because you got...
Yeah. Did you cut it? Got it?
I got hair. I just choose to cut it.
Oh, okay. He's got hair. He just chooses to cut it. Perfect.
Hypocrite.
Now Carlos is all mad now.
He's like, you got a team ball and hair. You can't be both. Team Afro in the house.
You can grow hair and you don't
still. Afro in the house. Still rocking.
What a waste of a head. All right. What do you got? We already had our scores out from the last show. And I can.
Yeah, we saw it.
Go through those. I don't have them on my. They're on the.
They're on the board.
They're on the board.
But so, I got a question.
Let's hear.
I mean, I understand that Kyler Murray has put himself in an MVP race right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Russell Wilson has fell from the number one spot from
definitely,
3 weeks ago.
Definitely.
But I still think he's in the race. Who do you got as MVP right now?
Right now.
And I'm not just talking about these two. I know those two are in there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about through the whole season. Who you got for MVP? Let's go ahead and see.
You can't say Drew.
And you know what? I think, like, I know Carlos has been mentioning these 10 interceptions, and then I think the interception is a bland stat.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to go Big B. Pittsburgh.
Big Ben?
Yeah. He's got 9 wins.
I'm with you.
I'm sure he's got 20 touchdowns at least.
So Patrick?
I know. Yeah. Right now.
Okay.
Big Ben's doing more for his team, I believe, at the moment. He's got to do more for his team than Patrick does.
He's at 22 touchdowns, 4 INTs.
4 picks, okay.
2,287
passing yards. Honestly, if I had to pick against America and not pick Patrick Mahomes like everybody does, Big Ben's my MVP.
I don't think
Patrick
Mahomes is in the race right now.
Big Ben's my because
he's still listed number one.
You know what? I honestly don't think he's in the race. He's doing everything he normally does.
He did everything the way he did last year. You got to do something to improve.
You know what I'm saying? If you jump above that or something, that's a thing. He set his bar so high.
Yeah,
he's gonna have to hit those numbers to even be considered. You're MVP because you hit that same number you did on your MVP season.
My pick is double check.
Discount double check.
Aaron Rodgers.
Discount double check. Rodgers.
I don't think so.
I used to love those commercials.
I think he had a couple of games that he should have just blown out the competition.
Shedrick.
He has the highest.
Shout out. Johnny Shedrick is listening right now. What's up, big dog?
So he has the highest quarterback rating right now.
Oh, that's
Rodgers?
Great.
What is he at? 102?
116.
116?
That's beautiful. I don't give it
He's got what, two picks? Two picks, 24 touchdowns?
I'm still sticking with.
Three interceptions, 26
touchdowns. I understand. I mean, he's not in the top spot right now, but I'm still going to stick with
Patrick?
Wilson. I'm sticking with Wilson.
You're going to stick with Russell?
I'm still with Russell.
Has he been like 0-3 in three games, dude?
It's a bad stretch. It's just a bad stretch. Now he's going to have to after this game, is going to tell.
None of us said Kyler Murray. Why?
It's his second year.
So?
Baby Yoda.
Offensive rookie of the year last year.
Yeah.
Which I think Josh Jacobs should have got that.
Yeah.
I think he was gypped out. Because when you think of MVP,
okay,
it's what you do for your team.
Right.
I don't care your stats. I don't care if your team is 16-0.
Right.
Are you more?
Time is going to tell.
Are you more prominent for your team than he is?
See him being MVP this year. I do see him. I'm still not going to pick him
the
over.
The meaning
Westbrook.
Of MVP is I can take you and put you anywhere, and you're going to do what you do. Anywhere else.
No, I think I got a different meaning for MVP, but that'll be another discussion. But
obviously, there's stipulations. Derrick Henry's not going to rush for 200 yards in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking with Rodgers. Rodgers. He's the MVP because he got rid of Danica Patrick.
Oh my goodness, Danica Patrick.
This is who we have on the show. This guy,
because she was a Bears fan.
She was a Bears fan.
She was a Bears fan, and she
dumped her ass.
She didn't like the Packer.
I swear.
Wow. I'm going to go past that real quick.
please do.
So we had our scores already on the board. Looks like 38-32. Mm-hmm. No. Is that what I said? I was trying to look at 35-32 for Squirrel, which is myself. C-Rod had
32-27.
And Roddy went 30-28.
So how's this game lower scoring than the Bronco game?
That's what I'm about. I was literally about to bring it up.
I'm saying is that they're going to clamp down. I mean, you think about it. I think that, like I said, Broncos are going to play better at home. They do play better at home, even though they're 1-3. They do play better. It's just going to be a throwout. I think it's going to be a shootout out there. No defense. I think they're going to do better.
So if Drew Lock starts, he can't throw over 30, 40 yards.
Well, I mean, okay.
So then you just start ripping.
Yeah.
And you lose by even more.
I don't see it. Ripping's
good. I like ripping.
Something's going to happen where it's going to be a shootout. There's always going to be constant. Mm-hmm. You know, the game's never – I mean, nobody predicts this. If you predict it, we all would be millionaires right now. So let's go ahead. I think this is going to be more of a shootout.
Well, last week we picked the Packers to win like 35-38-10 against Jacksonville.
And then what happened? Nothing.
24-20.
And that's your MVP.
Well, we have our picks today, guys. We have tonight Cardinals versus the Seahawks. Seahawks favorite -3.5 over and under 57 on Fox 620, guys. This has been the Press Box on GoMileHigh.com. Carlos, Roddy, and Squirrel. We'll see you Tuesday.
Thanks, newbies. Kayla, Chad, and Joe.
Yes, I would like to appreciate.
Thanks, guys.